Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week of Down with the Ship, our weekly days podcast. I am Melissa, Queen of Damaris, as you'll find me, and I'm joined by the sleepy Jeanette. You look kind of sleepy.
I'm very sleepy. I don't know why. I had like a weird stomach ache yesterday, and then I didn't sleep very much last night. So
okay, sleep deprived.
But I'm fine. We're here. I don't even think we need to ask how this week was, because we've already, I mean, we've been discussing it for a while, but it was kind of...
It was slow.
It was pretty low bar.
Yeah. Not to be mean. I think I definitely have seen a lot of people saying that they feel like they're just doing a lot of filler right now, and maybe that was because of the strike writers and the strike that was going on, but it does feel like a lot of filler.
It does. Now, I have heard, and I don't know how... true this is, I'm very curious to see if we see anything happen in the next couple of weeks, because it is pretty much confirmed that the stuff we're watching is the like they said that the third week in March, so the next, not this week, not the 11th, but the one after, is the first week that we're actually seeing content that wasn't Albert's. Because this, okay. We're running out of Albert's scripts finally. Because what happened is, even when he left, there were, you know,
there were
eight, 6 to 8 weeks worth of scripts that he had approved, and
yeah,
he got final story say on. And as we're hearing, like, he was kind of dictating what went in those scripts. Yeah. So starting supposedly the week after next is his first, are the first ones we're going to see that weren't really him. Now, do I think anything's going to change? I don't know. But
yeah, I don't know about that either. So, I mean, obviously this is a weird, just a weird time, you know, between all the stuff that went down with Albert and all of, you know, the writer's strike and just,
and the actors,
you know,
well, the actor's strike didn't really affect Dave that much, but.
No, the actor's strike did not. But the writer's strike and the fact that all the behind the scenes drama with Albert, I mean, so it's definitely... It's
I think that really what we're seeing right now is that there might have been a little too many cooks in the kitchen, and things just didn't quite, there's a lot of people that didn't know what they were doing, and there was way too many people trying to have input on things. That's really what I think was happening.
And I think they just are, I don't know, trying to stretch things out.
Yeah,
you know, you know, they're trying to stretch things out. Maybe they didn't want to resolve any stories.
Well, they couldn't resolve certain stories, but they like most of the stuff we're seeing is like the strike writers' content. So
yeah, I mean, yeah. We had Leo dressed up with a boombox singing. You know, like they have a lot of filler.
What's sad is that wasn't even the worst thing this week.
No, but if that's not filler, I don't know what is.
Yeah, if that's not filler, I don't know what is.
But anyway, so we were kind of discussing, I think, the two big...
There was some Everett was small. Then there was
Everett was small.
And then there was all the drug stuff.
And the drug stuff. I was going to say, those seem like the... So let's just start with the Everett's memory...
I think the only day Everett that Bobby. Was no, I think it might have been on Wednesday too. Like, well, I can't remember. I know that Chad and Stephanie were on Wednesday, but I know Everett was on Monday. Possibly it was Tuesday. I don't remember anymore. But Everett had like a session with Marlena.
Yeah, he had scenes with Marlena.
And then that was pretty much it. Like she tried to see if she could get him to admit he was.
Yeah, because I think, too, Marlena was there having some scenes. Well, she had other scenes with other characters, too. But yeah, for the Everett stuff, she basically was trying to get him to talk about his parents a little bit and his childhood, I think, hoping. And then one thing is they did find out his actual legal name was Robert Everett Stein. But his mother's maiden name was Lynch. And so that's where the Everett Lynch comes from, is that Everett is his middle name and Lynch was his mother's maiden name. That's, I feel like that's all we really found out.
That's really it. Some people are like, you know, at this point, he might as well just be Nick Fallon.
Oh my God.
Although the problem with that is Julie's seen him, and so has Maggie, and neither one of them had any sort of, like...
Well, she did... Julie did finally have, like, a scene where she acknowledged, like, you look like my, you know, what, nephew? That was her nephew, right?
Everett was... I was trying to figure this out, like, exactly what... Or not Everett, Nick was... So Nick was Tommy Horton, I think... No, excuse me. Nick was Marie and Alex Marshall. So Marie, Alex Marshall and Marie Horton had a daughter, or had a daughter, and that her, he, she was Nick's mom.
Okay.
So that would make her, I think Nick would have been Julie's cousin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that you say that, okay, I think I remember.
I think Nick was her cousin. I'm not sure if he was her first cousin, but he was her cousin.
He was her cousin, yeah.
I think his mom was her first cousin. Does that make sense? Not 100%. Yeah. I'd have to, like, look at a Horton family tree.
Listen, they got a whole, like, a lot of weirdness going on. I mean, like, everyone on Soaps, but it was just, like, you know.
I'd have Julie, to look at the Horton family tree. But
Julie's
Nick
mother was married to her husband, you know, like, so.
Her mother was married to her husband, and Marie Horton, who was Nick's grandma, was Addie's sister. So I think that Nick's mother was Julie's cousin. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So
yeah, so they had some scenes together too. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I said, a lot of it just seemed like nothing really moved.
So we didn't get anywhere with finding out anything about whether he's what's going on with him yet. No, although he did have some scenes with Julie this week where a lot of people felt like Bobby maybe came out, if there really is a Bobby, like where, because at the very end of the episode, he just sort of like stared into the, remember he had those scenes with Julie?
Yeah.
Where he was like talking to Julie at the Horton house. Yes. And at the end, he gave this very ominous look, and they played this very ominous music. Like, he had kind of maybe... But then nothing else came of it. And then, also, they were at the Horton house on Wednesday, and it was just Chad and Stephanie and them and that. I don't even remember what happened.
I don't think he was even on, was he?
No, but that still ties to this stuff. And it seems like they're maybe, like, going back in the direction of Chad and Stephanie.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
No, no, no. We'll have
they
to
did
see.
Have these heartfelt scenes, kind of talking about the kids and the kids missing her, and when they first got together, and how they wish things might have been different, and maybe with the timing being bad, with, you know, everything about Abby's death, and that was kind of all they talked about.
Yeah, and then so I don't know. I mean, it felt like some people feel like they're probably going back towards Chad and Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And I think she kind of also hinted that on Dish and Days. Like, she kind of hinted that she had been working on Billy again. So
okay.
But yeah, so that was pretty much that. I think that was like that whole thing. And then so what we have other than that is we have the Paulina stuff and the drug stuff.
Yeah, I feel like the Paulina stuff is a little smaller, so maybe do that next. I feel like this is going to be such a quick recap. Nothing happened this week.
Yeah, so Paulina.
Paulina
is
needs
feeling,
a heart transplant.
She needs she's a heart transplant. She's just not doing well.
She's not doing well. So Lonnie is there. No Eli this week, just Lonnie. I don't know where
just
Eli
Lonnie.
Went.
And then Lonnie and Chanel did have some nice scenes.
Yeah, they did. They did. They had some sister scenes, and they're just worried about Paulina, and Abe is really worried about Paulina and, you know, professing his love to her. And Paulina is slowly kind of ebbing away with no heart or no, you know, no donor up to bat. And then at the end, like a ghost started to appear at the end of today.
Yeah, which is apparently confirmed to be an angel.
Okay. Is it like a Lexi angel? I think that's what
people
think.
It's not confirmed. That is a very strong theory, but it's not confirmed, so we can't say it. Well, we can say it, but we'll talk
about
it
later. Well, we can say it's a speculation.
So the speculation is that it's a Lexi angel. It's the angel of Lexi that has come back. Now, it'll be interesting. Next week, I think we'll get a little bit more of detail. Not that we're going to have a show next week, but next, I think we get some more details about what that is and what's going on.
Yeah, which we'll recap. Yeah, so because we don't think we're going to be able to podcast next Friday. So we'll catch that up on the next time. Which is not real hard to do. Especially the way Days has been lately.
The way, with the speed that things are moving at, it's real easy.
Real easy. So I think, was that about all the stuff that happened with Paulina?
Yeah, so she basically just, like, woke up.
She's dying.
Or she, like, basically just, like, had the angel show up. The ghost angel thing showed up. So yeah, then...
Scenes, she had scenes with Marlena too, where she was telling Marlena she didn't want to die, you know.
Oh yeah.
And all that stuff. Marlena came to see her because they had a friendship from way back, right? Weren't they like roommates or?
Marlena was friends with Tamara.
The sister, yeah, she was friends with the sister.
And she was friends with Tamara, so like she knew Paulina, but Paulina was younger.
That's right.
So that was about it.
And she just wasn't doing well. Like, Paulina's just not faring well, so.
No. The largest umbrella story really is kind of the drug story, because it's got all these little offshoots. Like, we saw, like, little baby stories that go with it.
The only other one that I think would be, like, on its own is the Leo. Well, the Leo stuff, but that still kind of ties the drug story, because Sloane is Kate's lawyer.
Yeah. True. So we can wrap that all together. So basically what happens with that is Harris does tell Rafe about Goldman being a dirty cop. But he says nothing about Stefan. But at this point,
I think he thinks Stefan's still going to help him. So I don't think he knows Stefan's done what Stefan's done.
And Stefan is just like, F this noise. I gotta get out of here. I gotta escape.
Well, he's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And so he ends up confessing. Stefan ends up confessing everything to EJ. And EJ is like, okay, fine. He's like, I'm gonna call the police. And so then Stefan is like, no, you can't call the police. They'll kill me in jail. They'll kill me and they'll kill Gabby. And so, like, there's this whole moment of this whole thing. And EJ's like, okay, well, I don't have to call the police, but then you have to give me Demera and all your shares. And, like, not even just his shares, like, everything.
Everything.
And so he gives, and he'll promises to dump him basically in a non-extradition country and express for that. My only issue with that is they could still kill Gabby. Does he not care about Gabby anymore? He did say the best thing he could do for her would be to leave. And I'm like, no, I don't think that's necessarily true. I think, like, they would still off. I think Clive would still off.
Yeah, it didn't completely make sense, but I guess whatever. We're just going to go with it. But basically, like, EJ puts the screws to him. It's like, okay, I can disappear you, but this is what you're doing.
I liked EJ that day. I really did. He was my favorite part. I think he might have been one of my favorite parts of the whole week, because I really liked EJ that day.
So Stefan ultimately concedes and signs everything over, and then I guess EJ disappears him, because we haven't seen him since that day.
Well, and I don't know if we will, because I know that Brandon was gone. Like, Brandon even kind of confirmed, I guess, a couple of times that he was gone for a bit after his baby was born.
Okay, so he'll be back at some point.
He'll be back. He said he would be back before, like, I think he said he would be back in, like, around May.
Okay, so he's not going to be gone that long.
No. So that happened. Like, they ghosted Stefan we haven't seen it, and there's no spoilers for him any further. Yeah. So I have a feeling
an island. I was thinking maybe he's at that Demira compound or whatever, that, remember where they held Sarah? The island chicken.
God.
I was like, maybe he's there. Maybe. I could see EJ dropping him there.
Yeah, and then the other side pieces of that story, we have the Tate stuff, or we have the Sandra and Sarah stuff.
Yes, and then just really
and then we have the main stuff, and I was gonna say, which is the Tripp and Wendy and the Clyde.
Yes, I was just gonna say this is a really small piece of it, so I was just gonna mention it now. Kate and Roman were on, and they visit Lucas.
That's right. They visit Lucas in that, like, monastery thing.
Yeah, he's, like, in a monastery. He's brother Lucas. And I don't really think anything happened with those scenes.
The only thing, though, they were a little bit funny because they were funny. Their disguises were ridiculous.
Yeah, Brian always cracks me up. So,
and Brian was really funny because he was just like, look, he's just like, I don't, this is not me. He's not a good, he's, Like, okay, the difference is like, if they were hiding Eric in there, he'd work out just fine. But Lucas is not like that guy. He
He's
does
not that
not get,
guy.
that's not his vibe at
So all they
all.
brought him in were some books that they said Doug wanted him to read, and he was like,
And he was
"All right,
like,
fine.
really?
I don't really, no phone, no, like, you can't sneak me in a DVD player or
No, they just
something."
left him in. They just left him with just his, with just some books to read
Yeah.
in a
And
monastery
he's
somewhere.
wondering too, like, when it's all over, will he get to go home? Because we don't really know that, if
Or will
that
he
will
have
happen
to
or not.
stay in jail? We have to go back to
Or
jail.
will I have to go back to Statesville? So anyway, so yeah, so that was all that was on with them. And then there was the Tate stuff, like you said, and then there was like the Wendy and Trip. Let's do the Tate stuff. I feel like
There's also
goes
the
more
Xander and
logically.
Sarah stuff.
And the Xander and Sarah. Well, which one do
There
you
was
want
the
to do
Xander and
first?
Sarah stuff, and that's all connected to that story. So that's what I'm saying. We can.
Yeah.
So which one you want to start with, the Tate stuff and then do the
Sure.
Xander and
So
Sarah?
basically,
Yeah.
Brady runs into Nicole and he finds out that Holly's awake and was really hopeful that Holly might have said something that would help, Tate's situation out because he's in that like halfway house, whatever. And Nicole's kind of defensive about it. And she
She
says,
won't let
no,
him see
Holly,
her. He wants to
yeah,
see her and
he
she
wants
won't
to
let
see her,
him.
he wants to talk to her. And she's like, no. And Holly doesn't remember. And you need to give her time and this and that. And so Brady obviously is frustrated. And I think he doesn't he go back and tell Tate,
Yeah,
like,
so he goes back and tells Tate
yeah,
like
like
Holly
Holly's
hasn't.
awake, but he doesn't. And then he even steals, oh, that this was when Teresa goes back with Sloane. Teresa goes back with Sloane to be his new lawyer. I guess she fired Justin.
Yeah.
That might not have been a bad idea. And he even Tate even basically takes Teresa's phone and is trying to get in touch with Holly, but Holly
Because he just wants to
doesn't.
talk to her. He doesn't
He
even
wants
care
to
that he's like
talk
in
to
trouble.
her. Well, he wants to get out of it all. He wants to be like,
He
why
does
isn't
want to
she
get out of it all,
staying?
but he just wants to make sure Holly's okay too.
Yeah, but I don't think that's why he wanted to call her. I think
You
he
don't
wants to
think
call
so?
her to no, because he's
Well,
just
and
like,
then so
why
then there
isn't
was
she?
also some scenes where Holly got mad at Nicole. Because she did finally
Well, she did
tell
set,
them.
well, because what it is there's no confirmation on it because it was like they were remembering back to when the night of the party when Tate was like, don't take those drugs, blah, blah, blah. But the way they did it, you don't really know, are both of them thinking about it or was it just Tate? Because it's like they show Holly and it seems like she's
But
thinking
I
about
thought that
that
Holly
night.
acted like she was a little bit mad at Nicole for, and she told them that no, he didn't do it.
Well, she did, but then she won't come out and say because like Nicole's kind of like, well, how do you know it wasn't Tate? And she won't come out and say, like, I remember, I know. So either she remembers and she's too scared to say, or she really doesn't remember because the way
I
they
think
cut.
she just doesn't want to get herself in trouble. I think she's like worried
That's
about
what
getting
I
herself
think
in
too.
trouble.
But they're leaving it a little bit ambiguous because I felt like the way they cut the scene, but I don't know. So basically, like, yeah, she's like, no, Tate didn't do it. He wouldn't do that, and blah, blah, blah. But there's really nothing to go on. Other than his word and her word, and she's not really providing any proof that he didn't do it.
Yeah. So we were just pretty much left there with them, I think. And
Yeah,
Therese,
and
then
then,
there. Go
well,
ahead.
the rest of the Sloane stuff too,
Yeah.
because there was the part about like the fact that the Eric comes to visit Holly, and then remember Nicole is gonna throw a christening, which I thought was so weird.
Yeah, Nicole wants to throw a christening for
For
Jude.
baby Jude.
Why is Nicole throwing a christening for baby Jude? It's not
Yeah.
her
And it's like,
baby.
I thought the weirdest thing too was that Eric honestly didn't go ahead with the christening because of the Nicole and Holly situation because he wanted them to be there. And I'm like, but how weird is it? Like, your ex-wife who you thought could have been your baby daddy or whatever, and then accused your wife of stealing the baby that is
Yeah,
dead.
it's
Like,
just
it's
weird.
just so
I mean, it's
awkward.
mostly just done because they want to make sure Nicole is part of the baby's life, but it's also like, ugh. So then there was also like that brief little Leo babysitting thing because
Yes,
she had to
that
go meet
she.
with Teresa and Tate.
And that was when Eric was at Nicole's at the DeMere
And Eric was
Mansion.
at Nicole's, so she had to find a quick babysitter. So she ended up asking Leo to babysit the baby. And then
Yeah,
she came back and Leo was like, boomboxing it and all kinds
of
crazy
Eric
came
stuff. Back to it first. And Eric's like,
oh, did Eric come back to it first? I couldn't remember. Yeah.
Eric came back to it first and he's like, but then like they kind of had nice like scenes or whatever. And I'm just like, everybody forgives everybody and treats everybody nice, regardless of all the crap that's gone on. It's kind of funny in a way.
Although Leo hasn't really done anything specifically to Eric.
No, but like for a while they hated Leo.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I don't know. I guess, you know.
I don't know. I can't answer.
It's
but
just...
yeah, so Leo's like babysitting the baby with the boombox and the whole
and,
thing.
Yeah, and bonding. And then when Sloan comes home, she seems nervous because Leo's talking about his like, yeah, how much he likes the baby and they have this special relationship. And I think she's like nervous that Leo's going to slip or say something
because
or whatever.
Leo delivered the baby.
Yes, exactly.
Which was Nicole's baby.
Just because that's Nicole's baby, which we all know. But obviously Eric doesn't know that.
Eric doesn't know. And that's, yeah.
And yeah. So then meanwhile, like Nicole and Holly just started trying to plan the menu and the different things about the, that's why she didn't check the message too from like Tate uses Teresa's phone. And then Holly's like, why is Tate's mom like messaging me? And she doesn't even look at the message. So that was kind of all of that stuff.
And then
there's Xander and Sarah.
And there's
and then
the
there's
whole
all
big
the
stuff
with the Wendy and the Ava and
there's Wendy
yeah.
Tripp, Ava Harris, Clyde.
Yeah, so
Nasty
I guess
Goldman,
do the Xander and Sarah
Nasty
stuff.
Clyde and Goldman.
What's her first name? It seems weird to say Clyde and Goldman.
She doesn't have a first name that we know of. Officer Goldman.
We just need to give her one.
I think she probably had one. I can't remember what it was though.
We should make one up.
Why? Because you can't stand it?
Well, because I'm like, it's weird to give her like, I was trying to think of like a squish name for
no no.
I wanted to say it so bad. I was like, oh, but then I was like, what was her name? I was like, we don't know her name.
I don't think we know her name. I think it's just literally Officer Goldman. Yeah.
Maybe her name, I don't know. I'm going to come up with a name for her. I don't know what it is. What,
yeah.
Does it say in the credits? Or is in the credits, does it say Officer Goldman?
I don't know. Yeah, everything I'm finding says Officer Goldman.
Oh, you're already Googling.
I'm already Googling. Everything I'm finding says Officer Goldman.
Oh, man.
So, I think she has no first name.
That's weird.
Yeah. So,
we need a first name. We need a first name for her.
But anyway, so so Xander and Sarah were on very briefly on Wednesday. It was really very short. And basically, Harris still hasn't let Xander out. Like, he hasn't done anything to let Xander out at all. Or he hasn't. Like, they acknowledged that he was awake, but they were still saying he's still claiming to not remember right now who shot him. So there's nothing he can do to help Xander get out. So Xander's just in there, and she brought Victoria, and she basically just, like, encouraged him to, keep being strong. You know what I mean? Because, like, he would get out of it. Basically, but nothing, there was no movement there either. Like, that's all that they discussed, and
yeah,
that was it.
There was
she brought the baby, they had some moments with the baby.
Yeah, there wasn't really like a
the only thing that I thought was an interesting change, and I'm like, really, guys, you guys just flipped the switch on that, was that the last time Sarah had talked about Constantine, even like prior to that, even after that dinner and stuff, she had seemed like she was still kind of like friendly with him, but then in that episode she was like, oh no, I promise we'll stay away from him, I know he's dangerous. It was like very like she just suddenly realized that Constantine was dangerous, which was a strange choice. I thought that was interesting because she never seemed like she felt that way prior to that, those scenes.
Yeah.
So
all right, so I don't know, I found one forum where that he said that they made a point to say her name was Rebecca Goldman.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
That's gonna be her name.
Okay. Wow. If it bothers you that much, it doesn't matter to me. I think she can just be Officer Goldman.
No, because then their name's gonna be Ride.
Okay. Wow. Ew.
He wants to take a ride on his man parts.
Their name is Ew. Anyway, so yeah, and then I think the other thing, you know, I just realized something that we missed, but we'll come back to it because it's
okay. Cool.
So then we also had so after like the Xander, so that was really all that happened to Xander. I mean, they had nothing. They basically just talked for a minute. Then they left, and then they, I mean, they were cute scenes, but they did nothing. Nothing came.
Yeah,
of
no, them. Nothing came of
them. So then there was the big stuff, which is like Trip, Wendy, John, Steve,
Ava,
yeah. Clyde, Goldman, Harris, Ray.
Harris wasn't really part of that. He was in the earlier part of the week when he told.
Yeah, so
them.
Harris in the earlier part of the week had said basically that's when he told
about
Ray
Goldman being
that
a
Goldman
dirty
tried
cop.
To attack him, but he was like feeling very weak, and so he like was almost passing out.
Yeah,
he and he
told
managed
the
to
whole
tell
story.
Rafe that Goldman attacked or was dirty. He managed to tell him that. So Rafe now knows that Goldman's dirty, and then that's the last we saw of those two. I can't remember if we saw Rafe again, but that's the last we saw.
I don't think that we did. No.
No, I think that was it. I think that was the last we saw of those two.
Basically, Clyde calls Ava and basically says, "You're going to break me out of prison, or Trip and Wendy die." And so she enlists Steve's help, Steve and John, and they're a little bit hesitant at first, but she kind of convinces them. And they're coming up with a plan. But she's also enlisting the help of Angelo off screen. We know Angelo is like one of the Vitali cousins, and she's also enlisting Angelo's help. So, you know, she's got a little bit of like mob ties going on there with the storyline.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Trip and Wendy are still being held in that like brewery silo or whatever it is, but Goldman's cut off their oxygen. So
Trip and Wendy also had earlier in the week those awful traveling scenes where they had to go like, basically imagining instead of being where they were that they were actually just like in Paris, and
yeah,
they did some like weird fake accents and
oh my god,
all
well,
kinds
of
stuff.
It's like they're so you know, obviously.
And
like,
so then today, or then so then later in the week, I can't remember if it was today or yesterday, one of the days of the week, they got their like Goldman basically cut off their air supply. She sealed the vents. So now the two of them are suffocating, basically.
Yeah. And so that's what was happening today. They were basically running out of air and dying.
Well, my whole thing is they were talking a lot for people that didn't have any air.
I thought about that. I was like, aren't they supposed to not talk?
Just like, you're not supposed to talk. You're supposed to like conserve your air.
But then what would they have done during the scenes?
I don't know, but they needed to conserve their air.
I know.
So anyway, but for two people that's air was running out, they were talking a lot.
They were talking a lot. They had a lot to say. They professed their love. Didn't they pretend to get married or something?
Yes, they like pretended to get married.
I did think their scenes were a little bit sweet. I didn't think they were that bad. I honestly, I saw so many tweets about how horrible they were. I thought they were better than the pretending to go to Paris.
No, they were pretty better. They were better than the pretending to go to Paris, but that was really bad. So, but yeah, so then they ended up like, that's what happened. And John and Steve and Ava then broke out. But
yeah, they put the plan into place, some sort of like chemical spill, and the alarms are going off, and they put Clyde in the whole hazmat suit with the mask so people don't know who he is, acting like they're like cleaners, and they break him out. But then Ava pulls a gun along with her goons. She's got Vitali goons. So she's got her Vitali goons, and the goons take John and Steve away because she's like, okay, the train stops here for you two. Like, the ride stops here. You're gone. And she wants to kill Clyde. But then here comes the secret weapon. Goldman overtakes her, talks about Clyde's man parts.
God, that was disgusting.
Gives him a wet, sloppy kiss.
I'm just like, really? Those, I mean, people were speculating she was like his granddaughter or his daughter.
No. No.
She's definitely not. I mean, she's making out with him.
She was making out with him. She made out with him.
Just icky. It's not even the age thing. It's what bothers me about it actually is like that Clyde keeps going after like the young girls.
Yeah, he's gross. He's so gross.
That's what it is. It's because he's gross, and yeah, that's really why it bothers me.
He's really gross. It didn't bother me as much as it did just shocked me. I was like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah, like she's
I was not expecting this.
I wasn't expecting her
to start making out with Clyde. And so basically they tie Ava up.
Yeah, they tie Ava
and
up.
They're gonna leave and escape, and she basically tells Ava at the end, your son is as good as dead, and Ava flips out, and I think that was the ending.
Ava flips out. I think that was the ending of the week. I think that was really all that was on. One thing I was going to ask is, was there Maggie and Constantine? I think there was.
Yeah. If there was, it was not memorable.
Yeah, well, I think there might have been, and it was gross because I don't like that, but it wasn't enough. Like, nothing happened. So if it happened, we'll remember.
So anyway, so I guess we can get into our segments. And although I had the time, I didn't really like.
It's very hard, yeah.
I
do have a scene of the week, but you're probably gonna have the same scene because it's the only one that was decent.
Probably, but we can start. Do you have a performer of the week?
I was kind of leaning toward Dan for performer of the week because I liked his like. I liked how he was with Stefan that one day. Like, I felt like we were watching EJ for the first time in a long time. Like, I didn't feel like we were watching. I'll be honest, like, when EJ was, like, wandering around in those, like, old man pajamas, like, taking, like, I was just like, where is EJ and what has happened to him? I mean, I'm not trying to be, like, mean, but that's
I get it. He wasn't
like,
very
I was
EJ.
Like, where is EJ and what has happened to him?
Listen, in a similar vein, I think we got Ava back, too, this week.
Yeah. So that's
something
why I was,
about
like,
something
toward.
About that airfield brings out the badass Ava. You know that because I was like, oh, she's back at the airfield and she's pulling guns on people. I love it.
Well, yeah. So anyway, they definitely like I would go with Dan just because I did think like when he was giving stuff in the business, that was the scene I remembered the most the week. So
yeah, I thought of a couple people, Tamara being one of them. I thought she was good. I was thinking of, I think James Reynolds put in a solid performance for his, pain over, Paulina's condition. And I honestly, too, thought that Victoria Grace did a pretty good job given the material that, she's got to work
with. It's not, Victoria's not bad. The material they were given was real not.
No,
nice,
but I thought today was like a little more realistic and soft and tender with her being like Trip was basically explaining to her like how they were gonna die and what the issue was about the running out of air and the carbon dioxide, and kind of it all sinking in, like, oh my god, this is happening, like we might not make it out of this. And I thought she was very subtle about like her reaction to it and her, I thought she was good too. So I couldn't pick one particular person, but those were some of the people that stood out to me.
Yeah. Like I said, the only one that I really the reason I picked Dan is because I remembered his stuff more than like even thought. Like I felt like we were seeing EJ and not just seeing
we've
been seeing.
So that leading that to scene of the week is, I'm assuming that's what you picked as scene of the week.
Yeah, I would say you picked James for scene Stephen. Of the week too.
I have to probably agree there.
Mostly just because it was like, again, I remembered it.
I loved how he put the screws to Stefan. My only minute complaint was, I really wish Kristen had been in on this after what Stefan and Gabby did to her with the whole Rachel thing.
Yeah.
I was like, man, she couldn't have walked down and been part of the conversation of putting the screws to Stefan.
Yeah, that would have been awesome if she had done that. Because, they did, what they did to Rachel was fucked up.
Yeah, because they talked about what they did to EJ, and I was struggling to remember. I'm like, how did he screw EJ over? I can't even remember, but I sure remember what they did to Kristen. And I get it. I'm obviously a big Kristen fan, but I think that Rachel thing was pretty memorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to remember. I'm trying to remember what they did to EJ.
That's what I'm saying. See, you're
they did
more
do
impartial.
Something to him. They did do something really bad to him.
But you remember the Kristen one better because of it was more shocking with the fake child abuse and the black eye and the, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think that I still have to think. I can't think that Dan or that Camilla and Brandon liked that.
No, I can't either. And they basically did the same thing to Kristen. They made her sign over her shares. Although Stefan was nicer about it because he said he wasn't going to take her money from the shares. He was still going to like leave her the dividends or whatever and the financial earnings. From
oh no,
shares.
Like literally EJ was like, just, your money, yeah, he's taking your everything.
He was taking everything from him, leaving him like destitute. Whereas like when Stefan screwed Kristen over, it was just more for voting rights.
Yeah, because he wanted Damara.
He just wanted the voting rights. He didn't want to take the financial aspect of it away from her. So I guess there was that. What about like high points and low points? I guess we usually do high points first, right? Or low points. I can't remember.
We can do, I don't really care. Let's do low point first. What's your low point? Do you have a low point?
I mean, just the filler and the fact that there's so much, like, I guess that, you know, nothing's really happening.
Yeah, I mean, like, nothing is really happening.
Nothing's happening. I mean, nothing's, I guess, happening. At the end, there was a little bit of movement with the whole, you know, busting Clyde
there's
out of jail.
There's been movement with the Trip and Wendy thing.
Yeah. Busting Clyde out of jail was some movement.
It's like, yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't know. It's like, yeah. Somebody, you know, it was funny too, because I said, why didn't, I was like, why didn't Brady enlist Kristen's help to try to get information out of Holly? Because Kristen lives there. Whatever. And then somebody had an even better point to that. They're like, why didn't Brady go to the police to tell the police she was awake to be questioned? Like, that's a, you know, it's a police case. Tate was arrested over it all. I'm like, that's an even better point.
But here's the thing, though. Like, the police might just be waiting to question her until she's, like, recovered.
Maybe. I mean, she looked pretty good, though.
Didn't
she get a cheeseburger?
Yeah. Because, you know, those ice chips were, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we went from ice chips to cheeseburger pretty quickly. I think that they could talk to her at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to bring her down to the station. They could send Rafe over there.
Yeah.
To talk to her.
Oh, yeah, because Rafe, you know, he was her stepdad for a while. He could, exactly.
He could talk. He can come and talk to her.
I mean, I don't know that Rafe and Holly were super close, but she was his stepdad for a while.
No, but, I mean, he knows her, obviously, well enough to where...
He was her stepdad for a while. I mean, I think that counts.
Exactly. So, you know, I think what it was is Holly wasn't really on screen much during that time period. But you have to imagine off screen, they had some, you know, good enough rapport that he could go...
And Rafe is good with kids. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't
is.
Have any,
he
but he's always
a
been
lot
good
of,
with them.
A lot of, you know, negative points about Rafe, but that's not one of them. He is good, you know.
One of the things that people have said about Rafe, though, is that they think he likes to steal other people's kids.
Wow.
Like, he likes to steal other men's kids because he doesn't have any of his own.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah.
But he could have easily went over there and questioned Holly. So, I don't know. So, it's like some of that... pacing, I guess, is kind of a low point. What about you? Do you have a low point?
I guess my low point would be that I did feel like there was, I do feel like with this, the current part of the drug story we're in, we're not seeing enough of the characters I hate saying this. I mean, I like Trip and Wendy enough, but they're not characters I like care about. Like everybody says, if they die, they die. Good. If they don't die, they live. You know what I mean? Like Alan said. I don't know if you read Alan's. Like Alan had a whole. Alan Rashad had a whole article.
I didn't
article.
See it.
He
didn't see
said,
it.
Okay, if they live, okay. If they die, okay. Like nobody's really like going to be deeply devastated if one of them dies. So here's the thing. Like, I feel like some of the focus is just on the wrong people in the story. Like, I feel like they could have done the Trip and Wendy thing and maybe not seen so much of them and not seen so much of the them fantasizing about being in Paris and them. I mean, today's wasn't as bad, but I think it would have been better had we not had the fantasizing about Paris.
I would like to have seen a little more of like Holly and Tate.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's just kind of focusing on the wrong characters. Like,
yeah,
the whole story is just kind of focusing on the wrong characters. And then that nasty scene, and then we have the nasty Goldman. I'm like, do we really care about Goldman? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, I will say that actress delivered, though. I mean, she was good. She was really good because she really sold it that this young, and she's a pretty girl, and that she's into Clyde. And then the way she delivered that line at the end to Ava, like, I got to give it up for her. I mean,
her name is Christy St. John.
Yeah. I mean,
and apparently, like, when she said a few months ago. Yeah, she put out a few months ago on her Instagram that she was going to be on for a little while, but that her part was not permanent. So I don't think she's going to be around for.
Well, obviously, especially now that we know she's dirty, but she's dirty in more ways than one.
Oh my God! Yeah.
She's dirty.
She has like daddy or grandpa issues.
Listen, I don't know. It just cracks me up.
Yeah, well,
I know, so you're so grossed out, and I thought it was like hysterical.
I mean, it grosses me out because I think about Jordan and like what he did to her.
I know,
and the fact that she's also really young, it just feels like the same. It just feels like it feels like his nasty predatory stuff.
Yeah, but she's that's not why underage.
It's gross. It's not that I think they're gross or anything like that. It's just that
she's not underage, so I don't view it exactly the same.
No, she's not underage.
But anyway, she's good though. The actress is doing a good job. What about a high point? You have any high points? I mean, we talked about the EJ stuff because I thought EJ and Ava being more like their normal selves was definitely a high point.
That's a high point, yeah.
The other little mini high point, I guess I would say, is Temp Sloan made her a little more likable.
Yeah, the Temp girl was good. She was good.
I know. I feel like she humanized her a little bit, made her a little more likable. She, even like when she was talking to Tate and Teresa and sympathizing with the things going on with them, she seemed more genuine. I can't have pictured other Sloan delivering it that way. She just comes across as very self-centered and bitchy. And this girl definitely seemed a little bit, like I said, a little more humanized.
Honestly, I could see why Eric would like this one.
Yeah, me too. It'd be more believable that Eric married her.
This one versus Jessica's. Yeah,
I think so too. And I don't know this actress.
She was like literally never done a daytime role before.
I thought she had. I thought I read she had.
It said that she. It said on her bio that she was like daytime newcomer. She's an actress. She's done other acting. But it said on her bio, like on the thing I read.
Maybe
on one of the websites that it was. She's totally like newcomer to daytime newcomer. Her name is Natasha Hall.
I thought that she is doing a good job. I mean, she was only on the one day, right?
Yeah. And I think she said she has two more episodes. I think they said she has three. As Sloan.
Oh, interesting. So. Well, so that's our... Did you say a low point?
I didn't say a high point. I never came up with a high point. Okay. I never came up with a high point. I was trying to think of one. I don't really
that's right. This is high point. Okay, that was my high point. Don't mind me.
I don't remember. I don't have a high point.
Okay. So let's move on.
That's different than anything we've already haven't said.
Let's move on to the ships. Do you have a ship that you're not down? I know which ship you're not down with.
Well, but it's not even really. I wouldn't even have picked. I don't know that I'd pick that. Okay, I actually thought of a low point. My low point, and this is no insult to her because she's one of the best. She's such a great actress, but I just think that Jackie is not the greatest dramatic actress.
Yeah, that stuff is not hitting that well.
I don't know. There's just something. Maybe it's not even her. It's just something in the story isn't hitting right.
It's just not where I. It's not what I want to see the character doing. I think I liked when she first came on and she was trying to do the big box store. And what was the name of
Yeah, that was just store? So much more like what I expected. I don't know. Just this stuff just didn't hit
Somebody
right.
Somebody tweeted that too, that Jackie they liked her better in the beginning. Is, like hitting. When she was a yeah, it's not hitting. And it could be a combination of writing and this, that, and the other. But it's definitely not hitting very
And
well.
I also wonder if and this is something that you and I have discussed privately. I wonder if they're just moving so fast that they're not having time to do like the makeups and stuff.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people.
I mean, I feel like
her
sitting there in full face makeup, like still all made up and looking good.
Yeah, it doesn't
is maybe
help.
Not helping the, no, the fact that she's supposed to be on her deathbed.
And I saw a lot of people giving her grief over that. But let's not forget, we also had Nicole give birth on the side of the road without a hair moving on her head. So it's not.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying that we did. We had her give birth on the side of the road without a hair like messed
so
up on her whole head.
It definitely, and we talked about it then too. It definitely hurts the believability.
And so, like, I was questioning, like, is it really Jackie, or is it just the fact that they aren't taking the time to like actually make these people look like they're dying? So therefore,
yeah. So it makes it's harder to hit the mark on that, and for sure,
it's harder to hit the mark if we don't have someone looking, you know. Rough,
like you gotta look disheveled, you gotta look like you're at death.
Like she's
store.
Gotta look like she's on her deathbed, and she doesn't yeah. look like she's on her deathbed at all.
That's true.
So yeah, so that was our yeah, I didn't ever come up with a down point, or I mean, I came up with that was my low point, but I don't have a ship, I don't have any. I guess the only ship that we could say I'm not down with, I guess, is the Clyden Goldman, but that's not really where I was at.
I know. A ship I'm not down with, or that's going down. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess we could make the argument that Trip and Wendy's going down because they're dying, but they're also kind of a rising ship.
I know, because they like, you know, profess their undying, or should
they
I say
profess
dying
their
love.
Undying love to each other?
No,
as
but
they're
dying love.
So they're like
they
a rising and falling
love.
Ship.
They are.
They're falling because they're you know suffocating to death.
Yes, they kind of embody both. Yeah. That we can just pick them for both. We could just
you
like,
can pick them for
call
both since
they're
actually you know physically dying. It's
they're
kinda
physically dying, but they are
well professing their love and saying they're going to get married.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. Interesting.
So that is that.
That's about that.
I'm sticking
that,
with it.
We're sticking with
all
it.
All right. So
it was a rough week, but
it was a rough, yeah. rough week.
I
so
didn't see the promo with sound.
I did like see the promo with sound.
So I saw.
So
the
basically,
promo.
The promo starts off with Tate sneaking into Holly's room and he kisses her.
They kiss. Yeah.
Asks her, like he's like, "I'm so glad you're okay." He's like, he doesn't even say anything about like getting out of trouble or anything like
okay.
that.
Okay. So
I'm
maybe
so glad
you were
you're
right.
Okay.
Maybe he was more concerned about her and not the.
That's the way I took it. I'll be honest.
But he was so much like he was like, "I gotta get out. I can't stand being in here. I want to get out of here." Did she say anything?
See, I took that as he needed to go check and make sure Holly was okay.
I don't
That's
know
why he wanted to get away, but yeah. So then, like, basically, he's like, "I'm so glad you're okay," and he kisses her, and she led him into the room and everything. And then, there was in there also there was like Abe and Paulina said, "Oh my God, it's you," about the angel. So that's why the only reason I wondered if it wasn't Lexi is because it seemed like Paulina knew her.
But then, who would it be?
I don't know. I do think it could be Lexi though. I mean, I think Lexi's the obvious answer. And maybe she's seen a picture of Lexi. I'm sure she's seen a picture of Lexi.
Yeah, true.
But it was just very, like, so she said that, and then, so Abe and Paulina both see the angel, right? Mm-hmm. And then, I'm trying to remember what else was in there. Oh, yeah, Trip and Wendy, and they're trying to, it's Harris,
they're trying
Ava,
to revive them, yeah. So they do find them, and they're giving them like CPR.
Steve and John, and they're trying to revive.
Why wouldn't
them?
They take them out of there? Take them out of there, so.
Well, because they, I mean, they're just trying to wake them up. They can't carry them out yet. You don't usually move somebody until you get them breathing.
I guess. I was like, seems like a hard place to get
they're
them.
They're trying.
Breathing,
so they're but... trying to. like basically resuscitate them.
Yeah, true.
And we don't know. And Ava just asks, are they breathing? Are they breathing? That's all that she says in that scene. And like they don't answer. And then I'm trying to remember if there was anything else in there. Oh yeah, there was John in the pond.
Yeah, there's
John. So at the end, Steve and Marlena, Steve is telling Marlena about like how he had a mission with the pond prior to coming to.
And we think that has to do with the whole like him
shooting. Well, and he actually says, and so then the last line she says, are you telling me that John killed that woman?
Yes, the daughter.
And John overhears him. John overhears him talking to Marlena about it.
Yeah, and John looks very pained by the whole thing.
He looks very upset, like, crap, did I kill this lady?
Very upset. Interesting if they're going to find a way to whitewash it or change it, because it would be interesting to see him have to struggle with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because John is kind of like your quintessential, like, good guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it will be interesting for him to feel like, okay, I murdered a woman, you know, of course under my control, but it's still you did it, you know.
So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. There is nothing. Okay, so next week we have the spoilers about there's one spoiler about the pawn story that's like Steve makes a confession to Marlena. There's the spoiler about Holly and Tate, but then there's another spoiler that says Tate's parents are mad at him for getting arrested again. So I'm guessing he gets
probably for breaking out.
Yeah, because he gets arrested. I'm guessing something happens to him. I guess he gets arrested again.
He probably gets arrested for breaking out of the halfway house.
Yeah, so there's that, and then there's a bunch of spoilers about Tripp and Wendy. Like they try to rescue them, they try to resuscitate them.
But then I thought there was one where it's like Wendy asks Tripp, and I'm like, well, okay, now we know they don't die.
Yeah, there's something like that, and Wendy asks Tripp about something, and then there's a weird one that says like Ava agrees to stay with an injured Harris, so I'm guessing Harris gets involved in it somehow. And then there's like she offers to take care of him, and then there's one where it's like Harris wakes up to find Ava taking care of him. So I don't know what those are about. And then there's that weird one with Sarah and Brady, where Brady's asking Sarah about coma patients and their memories.
Oh my God. You know, every time I see Sarah and Brady in the same sentence, I just think about their failed sexual encounter. Grosses me out.
I don't like those. That was really bad.
Isn't that what, like, he couldn't get it out?
You know what's funny is I think that was actually the worst chemistry either one of them ever had with someone. And it's no insult to them, because you know I like both of them. I'm just really glad they were never a couple, because
that was bad.
They just did not have any, like, and I know that they were trying to not, probably, because that was kind of the point of the story.
Don't you think they were chem testing them a little bit, though?
Maybe, but I'm not really so sure. I mean, I think that they were really trying to... I think they were pushing the other two pairings at that time, and that the goal was that they were going to have like that anti-chemistry.
Maybe. Because remember, like he couldn't perform.
Yeah, he couldn't perform. He couldn't, because he was thinking about Kristen, and then Sarah said she had like, he's like, and it didn't help that you had no ambition. And she's like, I'm sorry. I was like, you know, and like she couldn't. She was thinking about Xander. He was thinking about Kristen, and nothing worked.
No. Well, that's... Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness, because ew.
I know.
I'm sorry. You know, and I even, like... I don't know why, because it makes no sense, but I even, like, feel like there'd be, like, a... I don't know. Like, I think they have closer to, like, brother-sister chemistry.
Yeah.
I think it would have been really gross if they'd actually done it.
Yeah, I think so, too. Like,
and it still would be. But, yeah, no, so there's a spoiler. It's, like, Brady talks to Sarah about comas.
Oh, probably because he's wanting to find out.
What I'm guessing, of the spoilers said like Brady talks to Sarah about comas, and then another like site had the same spoiler worded as Brady talks to Sarah about memory loss from comas. So he's talking about Holly. He's trying to figure out if Holly.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
If Holly's coma could have caused her to.
He's not just random. He's not just randomly interested in comas.
Yeah, I mean, like it's about.
It's about to help Tate.
Trying to help Tate, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see like what goes on there. And then yeah, there's one for Johnny and Chanel too. There's one that Johnny and Chanel have like a honeymoon in the Horton cabin.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then so the big things with Abe and Paulina is one of them is like a shared miracle changes Abe and Paulina's life. And then like there's another spoiler that Abe regains his memories.
Oh my gosh. Abe gets his memory back. That almost took like a year.
It took like a year, and honestly he's the same character with and without his memory, so like what's it matter?
I don't understand why they dragged it on for so long.
And I feel like that, I honestly, you know what I think? I feel like a writer went, I'm tired of this and let's just like end it now.
For a while, I almost forgot. Like, oh yeah, that's right. He doesn't, you know.
He doesn't have his memory.
Yeah.
So they said that Abe like regains his full memories.
Okay. Okay. And it's not going to really change anything.
No, it's really not. And I'm assuming that they said it's a shared miracle, so something happens with Paulina too.
Well, maybe she gets a heart.
Or maybe she gets a heart, or maybe she like suddenly starts recovering enough to not need a heart.
Something like that.
Because they said that she might need a heart, if she didn't recover.
I wonder if we've seen the last of Goldman and Clyde. Like, do they escape? Or will they be on again and something gonna happen there?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know. I have no clue. But anyway, so I guess that's kind of where it's shaken.
Yeah.
Next week, we think we'll be off. We'll have an off week. And then we'll just catch up on everything after that.
Yep. And I don't think we have anything. Yeah. I don't think we have anything to share there. So.
No, I don't think so either. Anyway, so I guess we'll see how it all shakes out.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.